Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the Hot School Meals programme, which aims to provide a free hot lunch to all primary school pupils by 2030, is now operating in over 2,000 schools around the country. The scheme was first introduced to 30 schools on a pilot programme in 2019. It sees thousands of primary school students get the meals delivered to their desks every day. But how do we compare to our European neighbours? Well, to hear more, I'm joined on the line now by Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist based in Brussels, Rebecca Plantier, who is journalist and author of French School Lunch, Why Delicious and Nutritious Cafeteria Food is a National Priority in France, and Poppy Koronka, who is health correspondent with the London Times. And thank you all for joining us this morning. Rebecca, I'm going to start with you. You're American, I know. You've been living in France for two decades and you've written a lot about the French school meal programme. So typically, what is served to a French child in the school canteen? What do they get?
Hi, thanks for having me. So at a typical elementary primary school, there is always Monday through Friday, they have an entree, a main dish that includes vegetables. Then they have a cheese course and a dessert. So, for example, today I pulled up our local school lunch and the kids are having a cabbage salad that's organic for their starter. Then their main dish is a homemade chicken dish that has a bit of quinoa on the side. For their cheese, they have a slice of camembert. And then for their dessert, they have an organic apple. So one thing I think about French school lunches is that half of a government regulation is that half of all 50% of food served on a weekly basis have to be organic or local. Mm-hmm. There has to be one vegetarian meal at least a week. And then in any month, there's a 20-meal rotation. So no child sees the same meal more than once a month before they see it again.
So, Rebecca, when I hear you describing the menu for today, I'm wondering, are the children sitting there asking, where are the chicken nuggets?
Well, I think... you know, school lunches in France are like anywhere. They're a reflection of, in France, they're a reflection of the tradition and culture of good food in France. So I think in general, children have grown up in all socioeconomic levels, but obviously it varies in regions. And but they grow up with local and seasonal foods and a respect for meal times and for just the tradition of sitting down and eating. And you know, in restaurants, you will find children's menus, but it's less common than it is, for example, in the United States.
So they eat what their parents eat.
They do. In general, at home, I have never known any French family to make a different dish for a child than the family. Maybe, you know, if there are allergies, that would be an exception. But no, everyone eats what the family eats, including, you know, all the way down to babies. They're mushed up. They're whatever vegetable the parents are eating. So they learn to grow up with flavors and tastes and different foods from the time they're born.
So it's not just a functional meal then in school that the children are getting, because they're learning how to eat locally, to eat fresh food, to eat organic food.
Yes, yes. I mean, the French regard school lunches as part of the education of the child. And I think one thing that is different in France that I see, I mean, there's so many differences compared to other countries, but there is no one in France in the government's national, local level, regional levels that don't prioritize school lunches. They all know that it's a benefit for everyone, for the health of the child, for the cultural tradition, for the environment, for the agricultural tradition. So everyone sees it as a priority and not just calories to get the kid by during the day,
and
the school day.
Do the parents have to pay extra for these lunches? How are they funded?
Yeah, so the school. So there are two ways to have lunch if you're an elementary school child. You either eat at the school, the set menu, like the one I just told you about, or you leave school and go home to have lunch. So there's no eating, like bringing your school lunch to school and having it out of a lunchbox. Mm. So in most smaller towns or medium-sized towns, there's a flat fee for the school lunch. So for example, in our town, it's about €4.50 per school lunch, and that's a flat fee for everyone. So you either pay that and have the school lunch, or your kid goes home and he eats with, you know, at home. Or in bigger cities like Paris, Lyon, or Marseille, for example, they'll have an income-based quotient. So depending on the family income, the children can either have free school lunches all the way up to, you know, a higher price per school lunch, depending on the income. So it's income-based. So okay. It kind of depends where you live.
Okay. It's a fairly significant cost, you know, if you add it up over the course of the week or the school year. Rebecca, thank you very much for bringing us through all of that.
Sure.
I want to go to Mary now, Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist, who's based in Brussels now. Mary, I know you recently moved there, so you know all about the rollout of the school meal programme here in Ireland. And now you've been introduced to a whole new system in schools. So what's it like where you are?
Morning, Claire. Yes, I'm very pleased with the school meals here. Now, I just want to say that it's not universally free like it is in Ireland. Like, I have a lot of admiration for the department, what they've managed to do, because in Brussels, the norm would be that a state-funded school, there would be a hot meal that's three courses a day, like Rebecca was describing. You'd pay for that. It works out about €4.50 a day. And then if you don't get the meal, there's a free soup. So Brussels is divided into 19 different areas, and some areas will give a free soup to all the kids that don't get the meals. So it's not as organized in Belgium, but there is still great importance on it, you know. And it's been, for us, it's been such a revelation. Like, the kids are definitely more open. They're way more open to new tastes. Like, for instance, my 8-year-old had a chickpea curry there last week, and he came home and he said, you know, chickpeas are all right. And this guy, he declared war on them, you know. So, Claire, will I just go through what they're going to get today? So the menu changes, like Rebecca was describing there, the menu changes every month. So they'll have the same thing, like something different every day, obviously, for a month, and then it'll change again. So it's they don't get in a rush, you know. Okay, so today they have cucumber sticks and cocktail sauce, and then they have roasted white fish Tuscany style, which I'm actually getting really hungry reading about this. They've got pomme de terre vapeur, which is basically steamed potatoes. It sounds very fancy in the French. And then they have broccoli, and then they have some fruit. Now, for me, that takes the pressure off, because I'm like, okay, they've had this meal. Now, in fairness, sometimes they come home and say, oh, the soup we had, like yesterday, my son was like, I didn't eat that soup. I didn't like the look of it. And I looked it up and it was wild cabbage soup. So I thought, okay, right.
Yeah, but no, that's mostly probably not going to go down well.
It's a little ambitious, but mostly they are so hungry, you know, and the school day is longer here and they are so hungry. But as Rebecca was saying, it's a social kind of thing. So they see everyone else. There's a great power in getting the same thing. So you sit there and you tend to eat it, you know, if the others are eating it, and most of them do eat it. So it's been great.
Well, my wheels are turning here now from your perspective. Like, do you have to make dinner for everybody in the house, given that they're having this, what is it, three courses in school?
They have three courses, yeah. Do you know what? I still do make dinner, because I think it is kind of important to make dinner, but it does enormously take that pressure off, because for instance they get fish once a week in school, so I try and give them fish twice a week. I find that very hard to do, so that kind of means I can do, you know, I can just do a real easy dinner one day. Maybe we just do pasta and I can make a simple sauce, or if they've got football or something, we'll just do a toasted sandwich. So most days I would do dinner, but it takes pressure off enormously. But also, Claire, I find that, like, when they come in from school in Ireland, they'd be starving and they're eating all around them. And before you know it, they're full. And unless you're really on the ball and you've got dinner ready to go.
Yeah, they won't eat dinner then. You know, I know exactly. Yeah, there's that dilemma of the snack, which comes too close to dinner time. And tell me about the time, because you would need a fair amount of time to get through that amount of food. And I know even here with the hot school lunches in our house, they complain all the time they don't have enough time to eat. So do they get more time to sit down and enjoy the food?
They do. So, I mean, as I say, it's a different situation, right? Because it's a huge school. There's 2,000 kids, massive canteen. So what they do is they get all the different classes, they get 25 minutes to go to the canteen, sit there and eat their lunch, and then they get their playtime after that. So they'd have another 20 minutes, 25 minutes playtime. So the lunches are, there was half an hour they got in Ireland and they had to scarf down the lunch in the classroom and then go out. So it just, it does give a bit of leeway that they have, you know, the guts of half an hour to eat it. So, you know, there is that, you know.
Yeah, more relaxed time to enjoy the food. Mary, thank you so much and good to talk to you from Brussels. Let's go to the UK now. Poppy Karanka is health correspondent with the London Times. Poppy, thank you for being with us today. And we're just really interested in getting a view from various different places. We've been to France, we've been to Brussels. Who's eligible for the free school meals programme in the UK?
So free school meals in the UK, it sort of depends on what region you're in, but broadly speaking, those on income support or any kind of benefit or universal credit will be eligible for the free meals. All children in government-funded schools from reception to year two can also get them. And then some local authorities have also decided to make them free for all children. So in London, all primary age children get free meals, while in some London boroughs, this is extended to secondary schools.
And what is the food like? What's the standard like?
Well, in terms of, you know, nutritional standards, it is quite strict. So you need a portion of fruit and vegetables every day, one or more portions of starchy foods such as bread or pasta, a portion of milk or dairy every day, and then a portion of meat or poultry 3 times a week and oily fish every 3 weeks. There's quite strict regimens in terms of what you can have. But these standards, there have been recent concerns about the quality of meals. So The Guardian, a newspaper here, reported in March that the meals were very beige and had quite a lot of carbohydrates. Recently, there's been reports of portion sizes decreasing with the cost of living crisis. So there are some concerns about the quality of food, but this really varies school to school. So some schools have, you know, in-house sort of chefs that will make the food on site, and others use external catering companies to bring food in. And that's sort of where you see people complaining a little bit more about the standards of food that we see.
Okay, because that's the model we have in Ireland with the rollout of the hot school lunches. The food is brought into the school and then they have ovens to keep it warm. But you're saying overall the experience is that when you have a chef or the dinner lady in the school, the quality of the food is better.
That seems to be the case, yeah. And it seems to be that, like, people are more sort of satisfied with that food as well. A lot of children were complaining in this article about baked potatoes or very small quantities of spaghetti bolognese and stuff like that. So, yeah, but we have been seeing things like prices increasing with the cost of living as well and portions getting smaller. So when you're saying that kids are coming home a little bit hungry from school in Ireland, that's definitely the case here as well.
And what is the new government, the Labour government's position on free school meals? Have they plans to expand it, to maybe look at the quality of the food and the portion size? Have they said anything about it?
Well, they did say quite a lot of things before they were actually elected. And since then, they've sort of gone a little bit quiet on the issue. So before they got into government, they said that they would extend. So we have breakfast clubs here where in certain areas, sort of more deprived areas, charities will step in and offer free breakfast to children as well. They said that they would like to extend breakfast clubs across British primary schools and also to extend free school meal eligibility. So at the moment, one charity estimated that around 900,000 children in poverty weren't eligible for free school meals at all. So they did say that they would like to extend this so that more children could get free school meals. But they haven't actually announced any policies yet since they came into power in July, but you know, it's been a couple of months, so we'll see where they go.
All right, let's wait and see. Well, Poppy, thank you very much for bringing us the scene there from the UK. That's Poppy Karanka. We also spoke to Rebecca Plantier in France and Mary McCarthy, who is in Brussels. Coming up next, we're going to have our law expert, Andrea McNamara, here. And Andrea will take your questions, as usual, on wills and inheritance. Still time to get in touch with us. You can text us 51551 or on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.